Now we saw last time in the first part of chapter 21, David's greatest sin. And that greatest sin did not involve Bathsheba at all. Might call it maybe David's other sin. But this is the sin of numbering the people. And it revealed pride, of course, but there's something deeper than that. It reveals unbelief on the part of David. One time, as a little shepherd boy, he could go out and meet a giant with a slingshot and five smooth stones, because that giant had four sons sitting over there in the army, and he knew they'd come out to help Papa, and David was ready for all of them. Now we find that David has a great army, 1.5 million men, but he wants them numbered. He's looking to the man, his army, rather than to God, before he had looked to God. Now, this was a great sin, a sin of unbelief on the part of God's king. And so he now is told by the prophet Gad that he is to be judged. He's given a choice of three judgments, and David thinks them over, and he recognizes that it was his sin, but the people were to be involved in the judgment since he was the king and they were involved in his sin, because it's interesting how people follow the leaders of a nation, and that was true in David's case, and he certainly set a bad example for them. David, though, didn't want to pick any one of these. One of them would mean he'd fall in the hands of his enemies. David says, I don't want to fall in the hands of man. I'll fall in the hands of God, and I'll let him pick the judgment. And he cast himself upon the mercy of God. And he says, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. Now that was David's response. Now notice what God did. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld. He repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed, it's enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. David lifted up his eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Now notice, this is a marvelous prayer that David prays here. He takes full responsibility for his sin. And may I say, David has changed a great deal. There was a time when he committed that sin with Bathsheba. He wasn't going to say a word about it, you know. Even Uriah the Hittite was murdered. David was responsible for it. It was David pushing the blame out for someone else, you see. And he's trying to cover up. But not now. David's learned his lesson. He stands absolutely naked before God as far as his heart is concerned. And he says to the Lord, I'm responsible. I did this thing. And let the judgment come upon me.